Good morning. In my senior year in high school, my English teacher's summer reading assignment for us was to read the Bible. Well, not the entire thing, just the Old Testament. Yes, this was public school. I was taking an AP American Literature class during the school year. Being raised Buddhist, I was taken aback at the prospect of this being required reading for public school in Hawaii. I was told that the assignment was not for religious reasons, they weren't trying to convert me, but rather for literary content and themes. I begrudgingly took on the task. My first challenge, of course, was to find a copy of the Bible and start reading. As the school year rolled around, of course, I hadn't finished the entire thing, but I had finished reading several books of the Bible and gotten some understanding of what they were about. The reasoning that the teacher gave for this requirement to read the Bible was that American literature had many biblical themes. One book that stands out for me was The Grapes of Wrath, where there were religious references and themes in them, which we had discussed in class, and I had recognized because of that and what I had read. I thought about this experience for a long time, not necessarily questioning my own religion, but rather coming to the realization that much of the development of the society we as Americans live in today was built on the Bible. I thought about the books that we were reading in the class, and even some of the shows and movies that we had watched, and wondered if there was another perspective to understand them. I thought about a story that I had heard at a Dharma message at temple. There is an old Indian parable of 6 blind men who were brought forth by a king to meet an elephant, a beast that they had never experienced before. The king asked them to describe it. Being blind, of course, they couldn't see the elephant, but rather use their hands to see what the elephant looked like. Each felt a different part of the animal. When they were asked what the elephant looked like, they replied in turn. The first one, who had felt the elephant's trunk, said it was like a thick snake. The elephant flapped his ear at the second blind man, who had felt it, and said, "No, it's like a fan." The third blind man, feeling the elephant's tusk, said, "You are both wrong. This feels sharp, like a spear." The fourth man spread his arms wide and felt the side of the elephant, and said, "This animal is like a wall, it's so big." The fifth man, who felt the elephant's sinewy tail, said, "No, this is like a rope." And the sixth man, feeling the animal's leg, said, "You are all wrong. This feels like a tree trunk." They all thought they were correct and began to argue, thinking that what they had experienced was the correct interpretation of what the elephant truly was. The elephant didn't change, but each had their own feeling as to what was right. I took this parable to reinforce my perspective as a Buddhist living in a Christian world. While having viewpoints that may seem from one religion, I think most religions have similar values that are taught in similar ways. In most religions, the idea of peace and the value of human life is important. We can look through the same situation and see it from different viewpoints. We can look at things through the eyes of bias, prejudice, or even racism. At a recent Nembutsu seminar, Maya Soetoro Ng had shared an Indian proverb, to wash one's eyes, meaning to wash one's eyes of our biases and to look at something with a fresh perspective or that of the other person. Rather than seeing only things from one perspective and by recognizing and acknowledging others' viewpoints, this is what tolerance is all about. There is a bumper sticker with the words coexist, where the letters are made up of symbols from different religions. It reminds us that in America, as big a role as the Bible has played in its history, the Founding Fathers gave us the freedom to practice our own religions in our own ways. We can coexist with other faiths, like Christians, Jews, Muslims, and other religions, in peace. By finding our similarities, rather than focusing on our differences, we can pursue and understand each other to develop peace. We have interfaith services, such as around Peace Day, where we have all different denominations come together to share performances and fellowship amongst our fellow parishioners. I had a co-worker that I worked with for a while who was shocked that I wasn't Christian. She had made the assumption that everyone was. Sometimes we need to remind others that there are other religions out there. A few years ago, we started a hashtag. For those of you who aren't familiar with it, it's kind of like a stamp that you can put on your social media posts. You can search for this hashtag and it makes it easier for people to find trending items. If you've ever seen a social media post with a pound sign and a word, that's a hashtag. The hashtag that we started was Namo Dat, or pound Namo Dat. That's Namo, like Namo Amida Butsu, N-A-M-O, and Dat, D-A-T, kind of like a pidgin English way of saying that. It's a lot shorter to say and type than Namo Amida Butsu, but it conveys that what is being hashtagged can be interpreted through Buddhist eyes or a Buddhist perspective. It's a way we can cause a little awareness and even a little buzz. Maybe someone will ask the question, what does that mean? It allows us to start a conversation about Buddhism and our perspective on looking at the same elephant. It also shows confidence in our understanding of the teachings that Buddhism, and that Buddhism is something that we can see in our daily lives and not only on Sundays. I hope that if you are on social media like Facebook or Instagram and find something that you can reflect on as being Buddhist or like a Buddhist teaching, that you hashtag it Namo Dat as well. I've actually hashtagged people's quotes that are not Buddhist, but because it reflects a Buddhist principle, I hashtag it Namo Dat. Of course, I have to explain what that is and why I tagged it that way, but it gives people a better perspective of what Buddhism is. In small ways like this, we can make a difference in sharing the Dharma to more and more people. Thank you all for listening, Have a wonderful week. And don't forget to hashtag NamoDad.